Governor Kristi Noem says the state will follow Centers for Disease Control guidance on policy decisions surrounding COVID-19. The CDC recommends people wear cloth face coverings in public settings when around people outside their household, especially when social distancing is difficult to maintain. Noem, however, says the science is mixed on their ability to slow the spread of the disease. SDPB's Lee Sturbinger reports.
The CDC says cloth masks play an important role in preventing respiratory droplets from traveling in the air and spreading the virus. Clinical and laboratory studies show cloth face coverings reduce the spray of droplets when worn over the nose and mouth. When speaking to a Minnesota conservative think tank, Center of the American Experiment, Noem says people should wear masks if they're comfortable wearing them. She says she does wear a mask if it's required, but questions their efficacy.
There's not good science using them or not using them. In fact, some of the studies that people point to most often, you know, some of them were promoted that were not even reliable data sets that they were using. So that's concerning to me. And then they also talk about the value of wearing a mask, especially if you're asymptomatic. But we also know, studying this virus, that asymptomatic people very rarely spread the virus.
But the CDC says recent studies show that a significant portion of individuals with COVID-19 lack symptoms, and that even those who eventually develop symptoms can transmit the virus to others before showing symptoms. An April study in the National Center for Biotechnology Information finds that community mask use by well people could be beneficial, particularly for COVID-19, where transmission may be pre-symptomatic. Dr. Drew Harris is a population health consultant from Philadelphia. He says South Dakota is fortunate the number of cases has been relatively low.
This virus is a random event. You could drive home intoxicated without your seatbelt and get home and you say to yourself, see, nothing happened to me. But on the other hand, somebody who is totally sober could be driving with their seatbelt and have a horrible accident as a result.
Harris says science should guide state decision-making, not political grandstanding. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.